series this morning. It's a brand new series. I started it last week. He called me what? Somebody ever called you something and you heard about it? He called me what? Say. Or like I said last week, maybe a girlfriend, maybe a girl you didn't know liked you. You heard from a friend or from one of her friends. She called you cute. She called me what? Oh, yeah. There we go. Well, Jesus called us some different things. Last week was light. And we can just take that for granted. He called me light until you start to look at the incredible power of light and the value of light. So today, let's look at another one. We're going to roll it. Now, Raj has been away this week, so he and I haven't even looked at this together yet, to be honest with you. He just rolled back in here from his vacation, so we'll see how we do. Amen. Here we go. He called me. Jesus called me what? One more time. Jesus called me what? I just think that's like, and I'm not being disrespectful to Jesus, but at first glance, that's like the dumbest thing to call somebody. You just wouldn't call somebody, you know what, I just think you're salt. It sounds almost like a criticism. You know what, you're just a bunch of salt. You wouldn't go, hey, you know what, to me, you're just like salt. It just doesn't work. You see what, are y'all listening or not? Just like strange. You call me what? Can you help me with this one? I need some help here. Jesus called me salt. So, he says, you're the salt of the earth. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his what? Now, my old version, King James says savor, but it's the word flavor. Wherewith shall it be salted? If it's lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth, say it with me. Good for what? But to be cast out and to be trodden under the feet of men. So Jesus called me what? Are y'all okay so far? Stay here with me. Let's learn this morning. Salt. Here we go. Let's talk about salt. Look at that. I didn't know you were going to do all that fancy stuff, Raji. Salt. He called me this. A crystalline compound that consists of sodium chloride, abundant in nature, used especially to season and preserve foods. You called me a crystalline compound? You called me sodium chloride? Isn't this odd? Yes or no? Say. It's odd to me. Now in the Bible, let's look at some things. In the Bible, it was used to season food like it is today. It accompanied all meat offerings to God. Most people won't know this. When offerings were made to God in the Old Testament, every one of them were accompanied by, meat offerings were accompanied with what? Salt seems to matter to God. Are you listening to something? Did we catch on to something right quick? Say. Was used to bind covenants and contracts. People would take salt, would take a pinch of salt in agreements. Instead of signing paperwork, they'd take a pinch of salt between each other and take a pinch of salt, and that would seal the deal. Interesting. Was used to rub newborn babies. Have your little newborn baby, he just born, get the salt. Like a ham or something. What's up with that? I don't get that. Do you? Yes or no? No, it's used for cleansing. I hate to be rude or crude this morning, but in Middle Eastern culture, when they don't have salt, they'll use camel urine and rub the baby in that. Aren't you glad you're an American? Can we just thank the Lord again? Come on. Glad we live right here. Amen. Come on. Come on. It was used to cause the soil to be what? You want to kill some soil? You don't want it to grow stuff? Just get a bunch of salt and throw on it. It'll work. Okay? So this is in the Bible. Now here's a little bit more stuff on salt. It's one of the most essential articles of our what? Are you listening a little better? Jesus called you what? At first I'm like, that's crazy. Why are you calling me sodium chloride? I don't even get it, you know. But now I'm starting to realize there's some value to this, isn't it? It matters, doesn't it? Say, are you hearing me or not? Come on. Now, salt symbolizes hospitality. Now, what do I mean by that? If you read up on this, and I did, not going to take all day on it. But basically, if someone was to come into your home,
into your home, and they were going to stay with you, you would take a pinch of salt and you would give it to them, and they would take it as well. And it meant this: I'm going to take care of you as a host. But to the person that was being taken care of, he was taking a vow that he's going to do nothing to harm or hurt his host. It's a beautiful thing. How many families, though, sit around the table, you eat meals together, or you live in the same house, and we don't care like that about one another? We partake of the same food and we treat each other like crap. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing a little bit more about maybe this salt thing? A symbol of hospitality. And you know, even today, salt to me is a symbol of hospitality. You know what I mean? You cook a meal for somebody, but you also have on the table some what? Salt and pepper. Why? So they can get it to their what? To their taste. Isn't that hospitable? Instead of saying, I cooked it, just eat it. You understand? Hospitality. It's an antiseptic. I had a man back when I was in college. His name was Mr. Payne. Every morning he would get up, take salt, and snort it up his nose with water. He would take it mixed, and he'd take it and he'd... He'd do that, and he would also take a cigar, and he would chew this cigar unlit all day. The man never got a cold. So I can't be sure if it's the salt or if it's the cigar. I'm not sure yet. You look at him in your mind and you think of a man. Oh no, he's always in a three-piece suit. Looked like $1 million. Was one of the leading real estate moguls in Tennessee. In the city of Chattanooga, Mr. Payne. Salt. Okay? Salt's good for... It's an antiseptic. It can help in a lot of things in our healing. Y'all listening or not? Jesus called me what? How many feeling better about what he called you now? It's not much as an insult as I thought. Come on. It's a purifier as well. Oh, by the way, it's a what? Say that last one with me. It's a what? In the Bible, it was a currency, but even today, have you ever told somebody you're not worth your what? Have you ever said that to somebody? You ever heard somebody say, you're not worth your salt? You're not worth your salary. You're not worth... That's where the word salary comes from. S-A-L-T. Salt. S-A-L-A-R-Y. Salary. Did you know that? Well, now you do. Come on. Come on. It was used to form an unbreakable and undissolvable alliance between who? Friends. Again, you want to seal a contract, a deal, but in friendship. If you wanted to bind a friendship together with somebody else, we're friends forever. Or we're, you know, I will love you to the day you die. They use that salt to bind that agreement together. So he called me what? And obviously it's a preserver. It preserves foods. Ships coming from, you know, Europe over to the United States. How did they keep their meat? They use salt. How many grew up like that? You'd have hams and things like that out in the smokehouse and stuff with salt. Yeah, it's a preserver. Amen? Keep listening. So Jesus called me what? Y'all right so far? Okay, don't go sleep on me now. Let's go to the Bible now. Let's go to the Bible. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out to be trodden under the foot of men. Jesus used this word salt about us and his disciples, I found three different times. Mark 9, talking to his disciples. The first one was to his disciples. The second time, for everyone shall be salted with fire. He's talking about if you offend with your eye, pluck it out. If you offend with your hand, cut it off, etc. And he's talking about judgment. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be what? Goes back to the Old Testament. But look at verse 50. Say that with me. Say verse 50 with me, please. Salt is... But if the salt has lost his... Wherewith will you... Help me now. Say this last part. Have salt in... and have. How many, when you read that, that's just sort of confusing. Yeah, it is. We're going to talk about it. Let's just keep looking. We're looking at what Jesus said. So you got Matthew, you got Mark, you got Luke. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost his savor or flavor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Just like in Matthew, sounds very similar, but wait a minute, it's different. If salt has lost its flavor, it is neither fit for the what? It's no good for the land. But then it says this, nor is it yet good for the what? Say it with me. How many knows what a dunghill is? Don't get mad at me for saying a pile of crap. That's what the Bible says. That's what that is. Y'all understand that, yes or no? I can't believe you talk like that. Well, look at the Bible. We got to make it all pretty for you, dunghill. Come on. So, that's a crazy verse. It's neither fit for the land. He's calling us salt. But if we've lost our flavor, we're not good for land. And we're not even good for a pile of crap. Did you hear that or not? This is important. He's called me salt. I better listen. I better be good at what he's saying I should be doing here. Or I'm in pretty bad shape. He doesn't think a whole lot of me if I don't do this salty thing right. You listen to me, yes or no? Come on. But men cast it out. And listen to this part. He that hath what? Let him what? I know you're confused. You're like, oh, he's crazy this morning. Come on, we'll be fine. Let's keep looking. So Jesus said, I'm going to just break it down. What did I learn just in my office? Nothing crazy here. What did I learn? Jesus said, salt is good. Salt is not good if it's lost its what? Flavor. Salt should be what? If it's no what? No good. Keep looking. I am salt. Say that with me. One more time. One more time and I'm going to quit. Okay, so I'm salt. Jesus said I'm salt. That's what he said. We're talking about what Jesus said. He said this, say that with me. I should have salt in. That's what Jesus said. Did Jesus say that? I'm not saying we know what it means yet, but that's what he said. Let's keep looking. It's raining. Aren't you glad you're inside? Come on, come on. So, I am good for something if I have salt with flavor. I am good for something if I have salt with flavor. That's what he said. I am good for something. I'm good for something. You might not know what you're good at, but I'm good for something. If I have salt with flavor, I'm good for something. It's good for a lot of things. But if I don't have any flavor, I'm good for nothing. If I don't have any flavor, I'm good for what? But if I got some flavor, I'm good for what? I'm good for something. So, Jesus did not call me to be garbage. Say that with me. Jesus did not call me to be what? Guys, you matter to him. You're part of the big plan. Okay? Why is it that Christians repel people? Is that true or false? It's a true statement. So many times Christians repel people. Oh my God, get away from me, get away from me. Is that what Jesus called us to be? Yes or no? He didn't call us to dump a whole thing of salt on somebody's face. Yes or no? Here, take Jesus. Is that what he said do? Yes or no? Say, shove it down their throat. Did he say that? Yes or no? No. He called us to be salt, though. He called us to be good for something. He told me, I am salt. I need to be salty in myself. This is something I need as a child of God. Now, Jesus wasn't giving a chemistry lesson here. He was giving a what? Now, I've given you a little chemistry lesson. We've gone a little here, a little there. They would have just known this flat out because they lived in the day. Amen? But we don't know this. So Jesus called me salt. Now, let's talk about the message now. Here we go. We're going to finish up in about 10 minutes or so, 10 to 13 minutes. Here's what I want us to do. I want to simplify this. I'm all over the place. How can I be good for something as salt with flavor? How can I be good for something as salt with flavor? I'm going to simplify it. Salt is for flavoring, and salt is for what? To us today, to be honest with you, salt for us today is for flavoring, isn't it? We don't do a lot of preserving with salt today, do we? I mean, everyday life. Our salt's for flavoring. Our salt is for seasoning. Is that correct? So let's come back to this reality. Let's talk about what we know and what we understand. So salt is for flavoring and salt is for preserving. And I'm really thinking about the idea of salt is for flavoring right now. Because we live right now. Amen? So let's look at it. Stay with me, though. It looks like I'm going to go sideways on you, but I'm not. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Say the verse 9 with me. Therewith bless we even the Father, and therewith curse we who? Which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place what? Yeah. Salt is also used to make bitter water what? Sweet. Yeah. I think they use it in South Venice all the time. If you're not on water down there, they have salt systems that help your water become drinkable. How many have one of those? Some of you, a couple of you. Okay, sure. That's what it is. Okay. Another scripture here. I just wanted you to see that about the tongue. Walk in wisdom toward them that are what? We ought to walk in wisdom towards people who are not Christians. Y'all listening to me? Not just go out half cocked. Well, if I just tell them, if I just yield, I just show them. You know, it's not going to fly, guy. Walk in wisdom toward those that are without, redeeming the what? Absolutely. Verse 6, say that with me. Let your speech be always with what? Grace. Say that part with me. Seasoned with? That you might know how to do what? I think we're on something now. What's salt mean to me? How can I be salt worth something good? And I'd like to keep it simple. How can I be salt, Pastor? How can I be some salt? I want to be that. Here's two words. Bless and edify. Say those two words with me. Bless. One more time. Bless. Now, these are two Bible words, but if you want to be salt, if you want to be good for something and not good for nothing, not even good for a pile of whatever, you know, we done seen it in the Bible, that I need to bless and edify. Let's look at that. That's where I want to hone in the last few minutes of the message. Roger, push me just a little bit. The word bless is the Greek word. It's not evoglios. That's like you there. I tried to get that correction to you. It's E-U-L-O-G-O-S. Eulogos. It's E-U-L-O-G-O-S. E-U-Logos. E-U-Logos. That's the word bless. E-U means what? It means well. Logos means what? So E-U means well, and logos means what? So, bless means what? If I'm going to be salt in my world, bless means what? Say it one more time. We have a little email update we send you every week. If you want it, you can get it. It's just time with me and Raj. We put a little time in on it. And we just try to bless you in the middle of the week with a little well word. Amen? And that's what it means. Bless means to speak well words. If I'm going to be salt, I need to bless. What does that mean? To bless somebody. Words that benefit and add value to other people. When I'm talking to people, in my relationships, my friendships, my children, my wife, my words should be well words. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say, well words. Words that do what? Benefit my children. Words that benefit Kim. When I'm talking to you, words that will what? Benefit you, add value to you. That is salt. Jesus said, you're salt, man. Guys, get out there. Add value to people. Say things that are beneficial. Helpful. Speak well into people's lives. Words matter because what? Guys, our words matter because people matter. We forget that. What we say matters more than anything to people. You understand? Yes or no? Somebody said to me this week, it takes like 10 good words to overcome one bad word somebody says to you. Like if somebody says, "Pastor, you're fat." It's raining. No, I'm serious. If somebody says that to me, "You're just fat." You can come up to me and say, "Hey, you're looking good. You're looking slim. You're looking great. That looks good on you." I'm still hearing fat. Are y'all listening or not? Well words. People need well words. People need that in their life. Jesus called us to that. Now, salt burns. How many knows that? Salt burns. Sure it does. Especially here at the beach. We go down to the beach, it gets in an open wound or in our eyes. Salt burns, it stings the eyes, and especially open wounds, guys. That's not what God's called us to. He hasn't called us to go out there and be stinging people's eyeballs. Yes or no? Say. He hasn't called us when somebody's hurting, just sometimes we mean well, but we're pouring on the salt instead of seasoning it with grace. You listening or not? Sure, Jesus called us to be salt. What does that mean? Say it with me. Sweet, not what? Listen, if you're bitter, let me say something to you. If you're a bitter person, you're not good for the land or you're not good for that pile of crap. You can quote Gary Clark on it. Did you hear me today? If you're bitter, if you're mean, if you're rude, if you're just unkind to people all the time, but I love Jesus. No, you don't. Did you hear me? Jesus himself said it. Guys, come on. We need to be what? We need to be kind. We need to be sweet. This is me preaching to Gary today. I need this man. Okay? I need to be sweeter and kinder. Not what? Man, how many know some words you've said? You just know they just went straight out there on that dunghill. Can I see your hand? Man, they were right out there. I just flushed him right down the toilet. You felt like that before? Say. And you can't get them back, can you? How many try to get them back? They won't come back. Oh, I'm the worst at that. Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, I'm sorry. But by that time, the head's down. It's over, baby. Yes or no? Whoo, this is hard on me right here. So, sweet, not bitter. Kind, not mean. Loving, not what? Hateful. You say, well, you were just hateful when you said that about bitter people. Not being hateful, I'm trying to help you. Amen. Keep looking. So, what does blessed mean? Speak what? Upwards, not what? Talking down can get stuff done, though, can't it? Get it? I said do it. Just go do it. Takes a little more work to get things done when you're speaking upwards. But that adds value and benefit to somebody's life. Amen. You okay with me? Jesus called me what? Jesus called me to be a what? Okay, a couple of more minutes. I'm rushing. Edify. Here's the second word. Not going to take long. Edify. Oikodomeo. A Greek. Man, I went Greek on you twice today. That's funny. Okay? This word appears in the Bible often. It means to build, to restore, to repair. Jesus called me to be salt. He called me to speak well into people's lives and to bless people. But he called me to edify. That means to build people with my words, to restore people with my words, to repair people with my what? With my words. Guys, I don't know if you're hearing me this morning. Words matter because what? People matter. Jesus called me salt. Man, get out there and flavor your world. Start with your family and your kids and your friendships. Start with your job place. You can change a whole atmosphere by being salt. Amen. Come on. Now, salt kills. Salt kills and leaves the soil barren. Salt kills and leaves the soil barren. Guys, our words shouldn't kill people. They should what? We shouldn't kill people with our words. We're killing them. We're killing them. We're killing them with our words. Can you remember something somebody said bad to you that was real hurtful? Can you still remember it? Let me see your hand if you can still remember it. How many had somebody say something bad to you real bad? And it really hurt you so bad. I mean, it damaged you. Can I say you've been damaged by it? That's what Jesus is saying. If you're doing that, guys, you're not good for the land nor the dunghill. You hear what he's saying? Come on. Words should heal. Keep looking. Come on. The word edify is the word what? It's encourage. It's to pump courage into people. Do you see yourself as a courage pumper? This world needs courage. People need courage. And that's what encouragement. I'm going to pump courage into somebody. I get to go be salt today. I'm going to pump some courage into somebody. Amen. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another even as you do. So encourage. It means several things. The word edify is a great word. It means to strengthen. We then that are strong ought to bear the what? Infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for the good to what? Strengthening with our words, peaceful words. He said it to his disciples, salt is good, but if it's lost its saltness, wherewith shall you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have what with one another? Peace. Use words to build peace. Use words to build relationships. That's what he's saying. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for what? Peace and things wherewith we may what? There's our word again, peaceful. Are you hearing salt today? How many say maybe I know a little more about salt than when I came in the room today? Okay, I got a little bit more on that stuff. No, it wasn't a slam at all. He wasn't being ugly when he called us salt. You're really important. This world needs you. As Christians, as followers of Christ, we need to season our world. Are you hearing us? Well, what we're saying today, words should build up, not what? Bless, speak up, not down. Edify, build up, don't do what? Tear down. Let's ask another question. How many of you would say with me, Pastor Gary, I have certainly been guilty of using my words of tearing people down. Can I see your hand? We need help, guys. We need help. Jesus loves us. That's why we've come to church today. I want to do better. Say, I want to do better. I want to do better. That's a good thing, right? I want to do better. Jesus called me salt. Jesus called me to what? To encourage. We're almost done with the message. Are you good or are you garbage? Do you want to be good or do you want to be garbage? Do you want to be good in your family or do you want to be garbage in your family? You want to be good with your words to your kids? You want to be garbage to your kids? You listening, guys? Yes or no? Good or garbage? I hope you never forget that picture. Good or garbage? He said, I'm good for nothing. Not even for the land. I'm not even good enough to go out there and kill grass. If salt ain't no good, it ain't no good. Amen. I'm not even, you know, I'm at least manure is fertilizer. I'm not even that. Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Say, Jesus. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Ill will is the word. That's garbage. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Ill will towards somebody is garbage. Yes, sir? Amen? Come on. Got it? Good. Look at it. Be ye what? Kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God for Christ's sake has what? Forgiven you. Nothing speaks more loudly about our what? Than do our what? Words. Words. The wisdom that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good works, without partiality, without hypocrisy. What are some good words or flavorful words from James? He talked about the tongue being evil. He finished it up by saying some positives. We're done. Flavorful words are, say them with me over to the right. Flavorful words are what? I just don't know how to talk. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Come on. Come on. We can do this, guys. Jesus, say it loud, called me what? Good. We're done. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen.